Are you a business owner, taxpayer, or community member in New Mexico wondering how the New Mexico 2025 alcohol tax proposal could impact you or your community? On February 19, 2025, lawmakers advanced House Bill 417, Liquor Tax Changes and Programs, introducing a 6% surtax on alcohol retail sales to fund treatment and prevention programs. This historic move, the first alcohol tax increase in 30 years, could reshape public health funding, explore the details and prepare for potential changes now. What does House Bill 417 propose? On February 19, 2025, the New Mexico House Health and Human Services Committee voted 6-4 to advance HB 417, which proposes a 6% surtax on alcohol sold at retail establishments, per New Mexico Taxation and Revenue Department, TRD, policy updates, effective for 2025 planning, based on its 2025 tax reports. This New Mexico 2025 alcohol tax proposal eliminates the distribution of revenue from the existing alcohol excise tax to the general fund, redirecting it to new programs, per TRD's 2025 tax strategy noted in its 2025 analyses. Key provisions include new alcohol surtax, a 6% sales tax on retail alcohol sales, the first increase since 1995, per TRD's 2025 tax guidelines, aiming to generate new revenue, based on its 2025 updates. Local Alcohol Harms Alleviation Fund allocates funds to counties, prioritizing those with the highest alcohol-related death rates, per TRD's 2025 public health reports, for grants to raise awareness, prevent misuse, and address impaired driving, noted in its 2025 analyses. Tribal Alcohol Harms Alleviation Fund and Program provides grants to tribes, nations, and pueblos, plus entities serving Native Americans, per TRD's 2025 tribal policy updates, supporting community health, based on its 2025 strategies. Co-sponsored by Representatives Michaela Lara Cadena, D. Masilla, Joanne Ferreri, D. Las Cruces, Christina Parajan, D. Albuquerque, and Senators Shannon Pinto, D. Tohatchi, and Antoinette Cedillo Lopez, D. Albuquerque, HB 417 now moves to the House Taxation and Revenue Committee, per TRD's 2025 legislative reports, noted in its 2025 updates. Broader trends from official data suggest growing focus on public health, reflecting fiscal priorities in TRD's 2025 frameworks. FAQ. What does New Mexico's 2025 alcohol tax proposal aim to achieve? HB 417 proposes a 6% surtax on retail alcohol sales to fund treatment, prevention, and awareness programs, targeting alcohol-related harms, per New Mexico TRD's 2025 tax updates, effective in 2025, based on its 2025 reports. Why is this tax change being proposed? This proposal follows years of failed attempts to raise alcohol taxes and addresses New Mexico's ranking as a leader in alcohol-related deaths, per U.S. Census Bureau's 2025 health data, noted in TRD's 2025 public health analyses. Ferreri stated, "Far too many of us have lost a loved one to alcohol. This bill takes an important step to improve access to treatment, reduce excessive drinking, and save lives," per TRD's February 19, 2025, legislative documents, based on its 2025 updates. Official U.S. Census Bureau data show 2023 alcohol-related deaths in New Mexico reached 1,200, per its 2025 health reports, driving legislative action, per TRD's 2025 tax strategy, noted in its 2025 analyses. The last increase, in 1995, raised excise taxes, per TRD's 2025 historical data, but gaps in funding persist, per U.S. Census Bureau's 2025 economic projections, based on its 2025 updates. Broader trends from official data suggest interest in health equity, reflecting fiscal priorities in TRD's 2025 frameworks. How to understand New Mexico's 2025 alcohol tax proposal. Review New Mexico TRD's 2025 tax updates on tax.nm.gov for HB 417 details and eligibility, per its 2025 policies, based on its 2025 analyses. Assess impacts on your business or community using U.S. Census Bureau's 2025 health and economic data, per its 2025 reports, noted in its 2025 updates. Monitor TRD's 2025 legislative progress for committee outcomes, per its 2025 strategies, based on its 2025 data. How will the new tax fund programs? HB 417 redirects alcohol tax revenue, per New Mexico TRD's 2025 tax updates, effective in 2025, to support public health, based on its 2025 analyses. Local Alcohol Harms Alleviation Fund. Counties with high alcohol-related death rates receive funding for grants, per TRD's 2025 public health reports, targeting prevention, treatment, and impaired driving, noted in its 2025 updates. For example, counties